Chapter 1 Reading Page 2 My favorite sport, skiing.
Skiing is my favorite sport. Even though I have only skied for 4 days in my whole life. Last year, my father promised that if my brother did well in his exams, he would take us for a special holiday. When Victor got straight A's, Dad said, "How about a weekend visit to the botanical gardens?" But my mother said, "No, you promised a special holiday. I think you ought to keep your word." And despite the expense, he did. Victor's dream was to see some real snow. So in the Christmas vacation, we flew to Seoul and then took a shuttle bus to Muju Resort. As it climbed through the mountains, we saw the snow on the trees. I was dying to get out and play with it. At last, we reached the resort and scrambled out of the bus quickly. No one in my family had ever touched snow before. We were all like little children. We picked it up, made snowballs, and threw them at each other. Then we noticed that the tour guide was watching us with a smile on his face. "I think we should go and check in at the hotel now," my dad said, and so we did. Our room overlooked one of the ski slopes. The slopes were floodlit, and we watched people skiing until 10 p.m. We could not wait to try it ourselves. The next day, we had our first skiing lesson. We rented our ski suits, boots, and skis and went outside onto the snow. Wearing skis for the first time makes you feel very strange. Suddenly, you find you can't even walk. Our instructor took us onto a gentle slope and showed us some basic skills. If you want to go up a hill, you have to stand sideways and go up step by step. If you want to stop, you must point the tips of your skis together. But the tips mustn't cross or you will fall. To be honest, that first lesson was not a great success, and I spent a lot of time sitting down. However, the next day I definitely improved. I only fell over a few times, and I managed to do a few longer runs. I felt so pleased with myself, and the instructor congratulated me. So I felt great. Although it was very cold, I spent most of that holiday skiing. It was the most wonderful time of my life. But it was all over too soon. I have decided to do a part-time job this summer. And perhaps I can earn enough money for another super skiing holiday.
Listening skills. Page 7. Understanding numbers. Listen to the speakers on the recording. Extract the numbers which are needed to complete these tables.
1. The school table tennis competition was again keenly contested, with over 50 entries. In the semi-finals, Alex beat John in a close match, winning in two sets by the score of 21-18 and 21-19. In the other semi-final, Mark recorded a much easier victory, defeating Raymond 21-3 and 21-8. Mark went on to take the boys' title, beating Alex in the best of three sets. He lost the first set 18-21, but fought back to take the next two sets 13 and 21-11.
2.
This table shows some of the developments of the Olympic Games. The first of the modern games was held in Athens in 1896. Just 13 countries took part, and there were only 9 sports. Although there were 311 male competitors, there were no women at all. At the Los Angeles Games of 1932, 37 countries competed in 15 sports. There were 1,281 male athletes, but just 127 women. In Helsinki in 1952, the number of countries had risen to 69, but there were only 17 sports. Although the number of women athletes had climbed to 518, they were still outnumbered by the male competitors, who numbered 4,407. Even in the Barcelona Olympics of 1992, in which 169 countries competed in 26 different sports, the number of male and female athletes nearly equal. There were 6,658 men, but less than half as many women, who numbered 2,708.
3. I'm just writing a notice about the club's table tennis tournament. Let's see. I've written down the events. The cost is 45 yuan per entry. What do I need to put on it?
What's the deadline for entries?
Oh, that's the 7th of May. We must have all the entries by then. The matches up to the finals will be played 14th of May and the 30th of June.
What about the finals?
They'll be played on the 6th of July. Shall I put the schedule down?
Yes, you should.
Right. Well, the women's final will start at about 1:45, and the men's final will start at about 2:30. We've put that one last, because it can take a long time. We'll have the boys' and the girls' finals earlier, at 12 noon and 1 o'clock respectively. There. Is that all?
That's good. But I suggest you give a phone number if anyone has any queries.
That's a good idea. They can phone Maggie Ju in the office. What's her number?
It's 2886-2311.
4.
Hello, John. How did you get on in the athletics meeting yesterday?
Very well, thank you.
Don't be shy. Tell me all about your results.
Well, I was first in the 100 meters I ran my best time ever. 13.89 seconds. And I was third in the 200 meters with a time of 27.37 seconds. I didn't do so well in the 400 meters, though. I came fifth in 1 minute, 3.08 seconds.
That's really good. Did you take part in any of the field events?
Yes. I won the long jump with a jump of 4.15 meters. And I was sixth in the high jump. I only jumped 1.42 meters. That was my worst result.
Congratulations. I think you did really well.
Speaking, page 13. A. Saying contracted forms.
When you have to read a dialogue, you must read as contracted forms. Do not read them as complete words. Do not read I've as I have. Exercise A1. I'm, I'll, I've, it's, it'll, he's, he'll, she's, she'll, your, you'll, you've. We're. We'll. We. There. They'll. They've. He'd. She'd. I'd. They'd. Can't. Couldn't, wouldn't, don't, didn't, isn't, wasn't. Exercise A2. 1.
I'll see you at the game tonight, won't I?
No. I can't come, I'm afraid. I've lots of homework. Who's playing?
It's South China and Eastern. You must come. It'll be very exciting.
You're right. I'll finish my homework tomorrow. We'll watch the game together. 2.
Kate isn't absent, is she? She said she'd play in the game today.
No, she told me that she wouldn't play. In fact, she said she couldn't play because she's injured. She's hurt her ankle.
Oh, no! Then you'll have to play instead.
Me? But I've never played hockey before.
Don't worry, you'll soon learn.
More language input. Reading, page 16. Faster, higher, stronger.
At the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games, the number of participants competing for medals in athletics alone will reach 2,000. This is the largest number ever recorded in Olympic history. Athletics usually refers to sports in four areas: track, field, road, and combined events. There are lots of track events at the Olympics. They include sprints, middle distance, and long distance running, hurdling, relays, etc. Field events, however, are often not so closely linked with speed. They include long jump, triple jump, high jump, pole vault, shot put, discus and javelin, to name just a few. The marathons and race walks belong to road events, which often test the limits of people's endurance. In the combined events, the athletes are required to compete in a series of track and field events. The points are based on their performance at each event, and the person with the most points wins. Athletics is, in many ways, the best embodiment of the Olympic motto, faster, higher, stronger. The many wonders and achievements in athletics always inspire people to pursue the true spirit of sportsmanship.
Listening. Page 17. Listen and supply the missing information. Diving. September the 22nd to 30th. Swimming. September the 16th to 23rd. Rowing. September the 17th to 24th. Sailing, September the 17th to 30th. Artistic gymnastics, September the 16th to 21st, 24th to 26th. Shooting, September the 16th to 23rd. Boxing, September the 16th to 24th. September the 26th to October the 1st. Judo. September the 16th to 22nd. Freestyle wrestling. September the 28th to October the 1st. Badminton. September the 16th to 23rd. Baseball, September 17th to 20th, 22nd to 24th, 26th to 27th. Basketball, September the 16th to October the 1st. Football, September the 13th to 14th, 16th to 17th, 19th to 20th, 23rd to 24th, 26th, 28th to 30th. Table tennis, September the 16th to 25th. Tennis, September the 19th to 28th. Volleyball, September the 16th to October the 1st. Handball, September the 16th to 26th, September 28th to October the 1st. Hockey, September the 16th to 30th.